Hello, and welcome to Eyes on Success, a weekly program of information on the ever-changing world of accessibility. Now here are the hosts of this program, Nancy Goodman-Torpy and Peter Torpy.
Hello, I'm Nancy.
And I'm Pete. This week, we'll be talking about a number of products that can be very useful for people with low vision or people who may be losing their vision.
We'll speak with Ivar Illing, Vice President of Product Management at VFO Optelec, one of the world's largest manufacturers of assistive technology, about the various products they offer for people with low vision and how to select the one that's right for you. Before we get started, the United States Internal Revenue Service contacted us and asked us to publicize their products and services for United States taxpayers with disabilities. We've actually done a couple of entire episodes highlighting these products and services, and the most recent was last year in episode number 1609, if you want more information, but the next minute and a half is excerpted from a YouTube video of theirs.
It's tax time again with Lex the service dog.
A male service dog primps by licking his paw and smoothing his hair. He answers using American Sign Language.
Lucy?
Hi, Lex. I need your help. My owner is visually impaired, and she needs help with her federal taxes.
You've come to the right dog. I happen to know the IRS has lots of accessible tax information online for people with disabilities. Let me show you. Go to irs.gov and locate the accessibility link. The accessibility page is your gateway to hundreds of valuable tax products in Braille, in text, accessible PDF, large print, and HTML. You can also find videos in American Sign Language, resources for veterans with disabilities, tax assistance, information about tax benefits, and more.
Wow! IRS.gov has a lot of information. But where should my owner start?
I'd say the page of disability-related tax products. Here you'll find lots of helpful publications, including Tax Highlights for Persons with Disabilities. She can access the latest information through IRS social media. There's an IRS To Go app for smartphones, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, and Tumblr.
Lex, you're terrific.
Thanks. But what's really terrific is what the IRS provides people with disabilities.
Thanks.
Getting back to this week's main topic, here's our tip of the week. This week's tip comes from Ivar Illing.
If you're looking for a product, really make sure that you know where to use it and try it yourself. Try out the product and make sure you pick the right product for you.
And that's really important because there are many options out there and they don't all serve the same functions. And we'll be talking later on about how you can get some demonstrations of the various types of equipment.
And what's right for you might change with time and with what you need to use it for, even if your vision doesn't change over time. So it's always important to keep aware of what products are out there as your needs evolve.
Support for Eyes on Success is made possible by
Hadley Institute for the Blind and Visually Impaired, offering the 2017 New Venture Business Competition to help blind entrepreneurs turn their ideas into actual startups. More information and submission criteria are at www.hadley.edu/NVC. Let's start by meeting Ivar and learning about the VFO and Optelec companies.
I'm Ivar Illing. I'm VP Product Management of VFO, and I'm responsible for the Optelec products within VFO.
And where are you actually located?
I'm located in the Netherlands, Rotterdam. That is one of the biggest ports in the world, and that's where the Optelec main offices, and nowadays it's VFO, but previously, before the merger, it was the headquarters of Optelec.
How long have you been with the company?
I've been with the company since 97, the previous century, so for a very, very long time.
And what was your interest in working with the visually impaired? Had you had any experience in your life?
I'm low vision myself, and I was a customer before Optelec changed the name to Optelec. It was Tiemann, so I was a customer of Tiemann. And we bought Optelec in the U.S. and changed our name to Optelec because Tiemann was a too difficult name to pronounce for international customers. You write it as Tiemann.
So in just a bit, we'll talk about some of the low vision aids and products offered by VFO and Optelec, but maybe you can give us an idea of the connection between Optelec and VFO and just a quick summary of how that all fits together.
Yeah, so VFO has a software division, and within the software division, you see two major products, that's JAWS and ZoomText. And then we have a hardware division, and that has two brands, and the brands are Optelec and Freedom. And I'm responsible for the product management for the Optelec brand.
And you were mentioning how large Optelec was. It's one of the leaders in low vision equipment, right?
Optelec was one of the leaders in low vision equipment. Definitely in Europe and in the US, we were top three player as well. The Optelec had, before the merger, had a distribution in about 60, 70 countries worldwide. And I didn't count it myself lately, but I think VFO has distribution in about 90 countries or something.
You are listening to Eyes on Success. 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 Success.
This week's focus topic is the wide variety of low vision aids available from VFO.
So today we wanted to give our listeners an idea of what low vision aids and resources are available to them. When we think of blindness, we often think of people being totally blind and not having any vision at all. But in fact, that's probably the minority of people with vision problems. And so products like you are offering seem to be particularly relevant to most of the people with vision problems. So can you give us a quick summary of the kinds of products and the range of products that you sell? And then we can get into some details.
Yeah, I think to begin with, it's important to know that the low vision market is about 10 times larger than the blindness market in number of people. And that low vision market is mainly the elderly market. That is the biggest part of the low vision market. So that's the 60, 70 plus people. If we look at our average age of our customers in the US, for example, it's about 75, 80 years old for the hardware low vision products.
I assume when you stated that the low vision population was 10 times as big as the blind population, you meant among your customer base. Do you have a feel for more remote third world type of places, whether those ratios hold as well? I assume people in areas without electricity aren't buying a lot of your products.
Yeah, that's correct. And what you also see is in third world countries, the number of blind people is higher than in Western countries. But still, low vision is a larger group than blind people. And what you also see is that not all low vision people can be served by our products because they are often elderly people as well. So they might have other health issues.
Right. Can you describe what some of your major product lines are?
If we look at the products that we have, they range from optical magnifiers, so the magnifying glass, up to 24-inch video magnifiers, and everything in between. So smaller screens, 4.3-inch, 5-inch, 7-inch, 13, 12, 15, and all the way up to 24. And besides the screen size, we also have a lot of products nowadays that also talk to you. So they OCR the text and read it to you.
So there's a full range of technologies and capabilities. This must be an interesting market, selling devices primarily to the elderly, because first of all, they're hard to reach. They're not generally in touch with these types of services. And also, they may not be as technically sort of savvy as some of the younger people are. How do you overcome some of those challenges?
Yeah, that's the most difficult part in product development to do, is to make the products really, really simple and easy to use for people with low vision. So simplicity is one of the core features, I would say, or core benefits of especially the Optelec brand. There is simplicity the most important part within the design and development of the products. If you look at the Freedom brand, they often have a bit more features and thereby also apply a bit more to the younger or people that are more tech-savvy and want to save images and transfer images and so on, where the Optelec products really focus on simple to use and not that many features.
So those distinguishing features would help people make a decision as to what type of product to purchase from VFO?
Correct. Yeah, that's what you see. The Freedom products has more functionality often and more features than compared to the Optelec products.
As our listeners know, I'm fully sighted and Pete's totally blind, but like many blind people, his vision failed gradually and he passed through the point where he was using a CCTV maybe 30 or 40 years ago. And at the time, the camera was almost as long as his arm and the screen was this huge grainy black and white monitor. But you've come a long way since then. Can you describe what types of digital magnifiers you provide?
Yeah, if we look at especially at this year, both brands, Freedom and Optelec, will move to completely HD products. So and that means that all CCTVs or all video magnifiers will use HD cameras and have HD screens and so on.
And by HD, you mean high definition?
High definition, yeah.
And people may wonder why a low vision person might need high definition, but you use that with all sorts of smarts to enhance edges and smooth rounded corners and stuff like that, right?
Yeah, to make the characters look more crisp and have clear edges, to have a high contrast between the background and the character, so they make it easier to see. Your magnification, you know, goes up above 50 times or even more than that, depending on the product. So HD helps you to get basically a better image. And also in color mode, so your pictures look better, are easy to recognize. So better image quality from the camera point of view gives you also better output and gives you also better possibilities to magnify.
So anybody who's ever used one of these devices knows what the standard functions are, but we may have listeners who don't think they're ready for one, but maybe we'll change their mind once you've described what some of the standard features and modes are of all of these devices. Can you do that?
Yeah. Yeah, in the past, it was not that easy to use a video magnifier because you needed to set the focus and to magnify and to make sure that it was as sharp as possible. If the book was a bit banded, you got a grainy image, especially within the middle of the book. But nowadays, we have autofocus cameras. We have all kinds of algorithms that help you to sharpen the image. So the devices get much simpler than in the past. So you have magnification, and depending on the model, the minimum and maximum magnification is different, but the lowest that it starts is at 1.5 times. And at that point, you really get the full page almost in your screen. So you really get the overview, and it goes all the way up to 100 times or even more if you want to. So you have a magnification, you have autofocus, and you can change the contrast colors that you want to use. So if you're see it better with a black background and yellow text, you can change that. There are always other features as well, but the main functions are always contrast and magnification.
So now in selecting a device, I guess a user has many options and they have to determine, first of all, what their vision is, what their visual requirements are, and then also what the task is that they want to perform. I guess some of these magnifiers are portable handheld magnifiers, some are desktop models. How does a person go about choosing these?
The most important part is first, what magnification do you need and what contrast do you need? We also always say to people that they really need to try the product themselves and preferably try them for a longer period of time.
And how does that happen?
That depends, of course, of the country and how the system works within the country. I'm from the Netherlands, so here it's different from compared to the US. But often you have a dealer or a salesperson or an assessor that can show you different devices. But it's important to try them and also to think about what would you like to do with the device. Would you like to take it with you? Is portability the most important part? Or is it really important to view pictures or to read? What material do you read? Do you read a newspaper? Do you read a book, a magazine, or just your daily mail? Or would you like to use it to do your hobby? Because for hobbies, there are different requirements to a device than compared to reading.
Many people may be aware of some of the built-in magnification features in today's smartphones. How would you decide between a standalone device and just using an app on your smartphone?
Yeah, a smartphone app is not that easy to use. You can magnify and you can, as we call it, spot read, maybe, but you need to get it in focus. You need to hold the phone in your hand where it takes a while to start the app. Unlock your phone, etc., etc. And not all, especially elderly people, are that familiar with smartphones. Where if you look at the portable magnifiers, they are really easy to use. They are quick to switch on, just have a few buttons, are always in focus, move easily over your document, so you can much easier follow a line of text and move back to the next line. That's where they excel, or they are better in than compared to a smartphone. And if you look at the desktop video magnifiers, with those you have a much larger magnification. You have a reading table that moves, so it's very easy to follow a line. You have more contrast settings, a larger monitor.
Now, you talked about the Optilec products being particularly geared towards the elderly and the simplicity of their operation and function. And you also talked about some of the FS products from VFO being a little bit more sophisticated in terms of their technical capabilities. Can you talk about what technical enhancements are in these FS products that people might be interested in?
Yeah. For example, the video magnifiers from Freedom Scientific, they are able to connect to a PC using over a USB connection. That's something the Optilec products don't have. So that's a difference. If it has an image-saving feature, for example, the new Ruby 7 can save images, they can be transferred via a USB connection. The new Compact 7, that's the Optilec product that we just updated this month, it's able to store images, but you cannot transfer them to a computer. So there are those small differences you are talking about.
People go to the website and they see various names like Onyx and Ruby and ClearView. Can you give a quick summary of what these names are if people are looking for these devices, how they can quickly sort them out?
Yeah, it's a whole range of products. If you look at the handhelds, as we call them, so that are all the portable models up to about 7-inch, then you have the Ruby series, and you have them in 4-inch, 5-inch, and 7-inch. That's the Freedom Scientific offering.
And the dimension you're giving, the 4-inch, 5-inch, 7-inch, that's the diagonal measurement of the screen.
Correct. At the Optilec side, we have the Compact series, and there we have a 4-inch, a 5-inch, and a 7-inch too. The next step is at the Optilec side is the Traveler. That's a 13-inch portable unit. It's a really nice unit. It only weighs 4 pounds and has a 13-inch screen. You can compare it to a laptop-size product, but it has a big screen and an integrated reading option. So it's very easy to follow a line with this product and go back to the next line. At the Freedom Scientific side, we have the Topaz PhD. The Topaz PhD is a small desktop that is foldable and also gets down to a big laptop size. So those two, the Traveler and the Topaz PhD, those two form a category. Then we have the Onyx, and the Onyx is a desktop with a distance view and self-view capability, but it's transportable. So you can move it from one room to the other, but it has a big screen, so it doesn't fit in your briefcase. And then the largest units are the ClearView from Optelec, and the ClearView series come in 22 and 24 inch sizes. And then you have Topaz from Freedom Scientific, and they come in 20 to 24 inch screens.
Well, actually, a couple of years ago, we interviewed a woman who used her large screen TV as her monitor, and she would walk back and forth and look at various parts of the image on this huge 40-something inch television.
And CSUN is coming up pretty soon. What will you be showing at CSUN next week?
CSUN, we will introduce a new desktop video magnifier from Freedom, the Onyx OCR. And the Onyx OCR is able to scan a page and read it to you, magnify it. It has a touch screen. It has also a camera for distance view, self view, and to just look at documents or objects. So it is a four-in-one device.
How big is that device?
That's a desktop video magnifier, but you can transport it. So it has a handle, so you can carry it, but it's a 24-inch monitor, so it's a large monitor, but you are able to move it from one room to another room, or maybe take it to your vacation home or something.
And is there anything else being announced at CSUN that you'd like to talk about?
Yeah, from the Optelec side, we have a new Compact 7. That's a 7-inch magnifier. It's updated. You can now save images. The image quality has been improved, and the magnification is up to 30 times where it was previously 24 times. So we increased the magnification for people that need that.
So that's an awful lot of products, and if you've got low vision, there's probably one that would work for you. Now for this week's final item, how to learn more about the suite of low vision products available from VFO and how to find some to test out yourself.
So if people are interested in looking at any of these devices, testing them, and perhaps purchasing one, what would you advise them to do?
I would advise them to look at our website, freedomscientific.com or optelec.com. So really to orientate yourself, what are you looking for?
Can you spell Optelec for anybody who doesn't know?
O-P-T-E-L-E-C.
And how would somebody find a device to test out?
That depends really on the country, how to try them out, but your local agencies and rehab centers.
So I guess the first place to go is to one of those websites. And if you can see a demo at one of your local rehab agencies, that would be a great thing. But sometimes after going to the website, they can recommend a local retailer that can show you these in your own location, I guess, right?
Yes, correct.
And as you said, I think that's a very important step because you really need to see these devices in person to see how it works with your particular vision issue and your particular work style.
Yeah, and really try them out and also really think where you want to use it. If you want to read long texts, for example, it's much easier to listen to a text than to read it with magnification. So in that case, for example, you could look at a product that has magnification and text-to-speech and OCR built in. If you do a lot of hobbies, it's important that you have working room to do your hobby under the camera. So look at a desktop product that has provides the room to do your hobby. So it's important to think, what would you like to do with the product and try them out. And we offer two brands, and they have different capabilities, and really try them out and see what works best for you.
Do you have a social media presence?
Yes, we do. We have the Freedom Scientific podcasts that comes out every month, almost, I think. And we have a Facebook site and a Twitter and even it's even local, as we have many offices around the world. So there is a different Facebook site for the US and different Facebook site, for example, the Dutch customers.
So people should do a Google search for what then?
Go to our website, and there are links to our Facebook, and we are geolocated, as that is called. So you get to the site of your country. So if you are in Canada, you get to the Canadian site, optelec.ca, and there's where you find out more about our products.
I assume there's country-specific email addresses on the website as well, or is there a general...
Yeah, and the websites are in the language of the country.
So if people have more detailed questions from the website, they can find those email addresses, telephone numbers, and get some more personal interaction about the products.
Yeah, and if you are in a country that doesn't have our own office, you can use our dealer locator to find a dealer for that country or state or region.
And if you're looking for more information on any of these devices, or maybe you want to try one out, just go to our website and look for the show notes for this episode at www.eyesonsuccess.net. And you'll find links and contact information there that you can make use of. And, you know, our show notes in general are useful resources to find information about things that you've heard about in any of our shows. So make use of those show notes. The other thing that might be of interest to our listeners is the search field on our website. If you want to look for other types of equipment and adaptive aids, you can search for the particular type of tool or resource that you're looking for. You can use the search field to search for episodes by show number, by keyword, or by topic. And with over 300 episodes in our searchable archive, you're likely to find almost anything you're looking for.
That's it for show number 1709. Next week on Eyes on Success, we'll be talking about the Graffiti Refreshable Tactile Graphics Display. Graffiti is a dynamic, multi-level tactile touch display designed to give the blind access to graphical and pictorial information at an affordable price. We'll speak with Venkatesh Chari, President and CTO of Orbit Research, and Ken Perry, Project Manager at the American Printing House, about this revolutionary page-size display and how it can be used. If you have any questions regarding something you've heard about on the show, or you'd like to share an idea for a future show, send an email to hosts@eyesonsuccess.net or call us at 585-210-8094.
You've been listening to Eyes on Success, hosted and produced by Nancy Goodman Torpey and Peter Torpey, and distributed by WXXI Reach Out Radio. Browse the full archive of programs, find instructions for subscribing to the podcasts, and much more at www.eyesonsuccess.net. You can also find us on iTunes, follow us on Facebook and on audioboom.com, at Eyes on Success, or Twitter at @_EyesOnSuccess. We hope you will join us again next week for more information and updates on products for accessible living. Thanks for listening to Eyes on Success, and have a nice day.